This clip was recorded for the UK Wine Show. For more information about the UK Wine Show, you can go to ukwineshow.co.uk. Hi, my name's Chris Scott and I'm here with Matteo Lunelli. How are you, Matteo?
I'm very well, thank you.
You are the CEO of Ferrari, the wine brand from Trentino.
Yes, it is. That's the reason why we normally say Ferrari Trento, which is the name of the city, and also the name of our denomination, which is Trento DOC.
So is the city called Ferrari Trento?
No, the city is Trento. While the name Ferrari comes from the name of our founder, Giulio Ferrari, mm-hmm. that founded the winery in 1902, and that's why we celebrated just last year the 120th anniversary.
Lovely, yes. I saw that come through. And you guys make sparkling wines, but the thing I want to talk about today is Formula One. And I mean, it's not just the name Ferrari, but it's because you guys are the sponsors for the sparkling wine for the Formula One from, what was it, last season or the season before last?
Yes, we started in 2021 and we will be the official toast of Formula One up to 2025. Mm. So 5 years. It has been already an amazing experience because Ferrari is the toast of all the podium of the GPs. So all the champions celebrate on the podium with our Ferrari Trento DOC. And we use these beautiful Jeroboam bottles, which are the 3-liter bottles.
Yep.
And this podium is probably the most iconic celebration in the world of sports. And in addition, Ferrari Trento is served in all the best hospitality area at the circuits. So, for example, if you go to Silverstone in the best hospitality, you get a glass of Ferrari Trento. So it's great for us because not only the champions celebrate on the podium, but the people who attend the GP over the weekend can enjoy and try our Ferrari Trento. And this happens worldwide in over 20 GPs. So it's for us, it's a wonderful international window to display and present our wines.
GP, you mean Grand Prix. Is it Grand Prix?
Yes, sorry. GP is the Grand Prix, so the races.
Yeah,
that's how they we call them. And the races are all throughout the world. We mentioned Silverstone for the UK. In Italy, we have two GPs, two Grand Prix, one in Imola, one in Monza. And it's growing in the United States because historically in the few years ago was only one in the United States in Austin, the GP of the Americas. Now, last year we started with Miami. So there were two GPs in the United States. And this year it's going to be three Grand Prix in the United States because there will be also Las Vegas. And there is a huge expectation about this mega event.
Yeah, but no one will hear about it because what goes on in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Exactly. So it is everybody expected to be not only an amazing race, it's going to be over during the night. Just imagine that in the strip of Las Vegas, where all the casinos are, in the strip, there will be the long straight line with the start and finish line. So that's, but in general, it's going to be a huge event with a lot of also concert and parties taking place around the weekend. So we all look forward to see what will happen. So it's going to be a beautiful weekend of motorsports, but also of great wines, parties and events, music and entertainment.
What I want to talk about today is I want to talk a wee bit about Ferrari and the history of the wine bottle on the podium, so to speak. But I also want to talk a wee bit about why you guys picked up the sponsorship, because it's got a long history right back to the 1950s, if I recall. Do you know the history of the sort of Formula One on the podium?
Yes. As I mentioned, the celebration of the podium of Formula One is the most iconic in the world of sports. Mm. Also because this is where the tradition to open a bottle of sparkling and a bottle of bubbles on the podium started. So the first time was in 1950 that in a Formula One race, the winner got a bottle, at that time was a champagne, as a trophy. So this happened in 1950.
It was Moët. We'll mention your competitors.
Yeah.
It was Moët.
Exactly. But then it happened in it was in the 60s that there was a Swiss driver called Joe Siffert. They handed to him a bottle. Probably was a little bit hot around, so, and it was by accident that the cork popped up, and it sprayed all around. It was something unexpected, but everybody enjoyed this because there was a huge, you know, a spray of bubbles all around, and so, you know, after this happened once by accident, the year after, the driver did it on purpose because they realized that that was a great way to celebrate. And That's why it's this tradition started. Now it happens also in other sports, but it started in Formula One, and that's the reason why it stayed, you know, in Formula One as a long tradition. And we have been the first non-French brand to be on the podium of Formula One. So we are very proud to bring a touch of Italian lifestyle and Italian style on the podium of Formula One, and in the conviviality and hospitality of the world of Formula One.
I thought Chandon, which is the obviously it's French, but they're an Australian brand. They did it for a while.
Yeah, for a short period there was also that, you know, but it's still probably part of a group which is a French group. Certainly, we are the first Italian brand to be on the podium. Yeah. And for most of this over this 73 years, it was for almost all of it was champagne, and then we started as something new. And for us, when you ask me why, it is first of all, I have to underline that we share with Formula One common values. Formula One is a place; it's all about excellence, passion. It is about innovation. Most of all, it is about excellence because all of these drivers obviously race, and behind each one of these cars, there is a big team of people that works tirelessly to make sure that everything, that every detail and every single thing is at the top to make sure that the driver can express it at the maximum level. So it is certainly a race of excellence. And so these values are also values at the heart of the philosophy and culture of Ferrari Trento. The search of excellence in every detail, I think it's the way, it's at the heart of our winemaking tradition. We think that doing a great wine is about making a lot of single steps with care and attention by a team of passionate people. And we like a sentence of Aristotle that says, excellence is not an act, but an habit, and especially in winemaking. You know, a great wine doesn't come out because you are doing a single thing at an excellent level, but it's because you are taking care of a lot of small details. The terroir, the way you cultivate the vineyard all throughout the year, the way the grapes are picked. For example, all the grapes are handpicked in Trento DOC and at Ferrari. Then the way you press it, the way you manage the first fermentation, the way you look at each and every single step in the production process. So this search of excellence in every detail is a value that we share with Formula One. It's a place of passion. It's the passion of those who attend the races, the passion of the drivers. And that's another element that we certainly think it's very important in what we make. And so altogether, there are shared values. In addition, why we made it, it's because it is also an amazing international window for us. So it's a great opportunity to promote our brand internationally. Ferrari is the leading brand for luxury sparkling wine in Italy. In Italy, we are very, very well known. We have over 120 years of history, but abroad and internationally, we still have a lot of room to grow.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of wine lovers that still need to try our wines. And Formula One has been a great opportunity to increase the awareness of our brand, a great opportunity to present our wines to many people. As I mentioned before, in every race weekend, we serve Ferrari Trento in the best hospitality. So we have, last year, we were able to serve almost 60,000 bottles of Ferrari Trento at the circuit and in the event around the GPs worldwide, which means that thousands of people tried our Ferrari Trento. And internationally, this is something very important because it's helping our growth in the export market.
One thing that I think you guys have got the advantage of, and this will sound crazy, is even though Ferrari Trento has nothing to do with Ferrari, the racing car team, I'd never clocked the sparkling wine producer or the sponsor for Formula One until you guys started doing it. And partly, I think it's because I was scratching my head going, Ferrari, what are they doing sponsoring the wine? And it wasn't until the dawn on me that it was actually you guys in Trento that I realized, oh, it's completely different. But because of that slightly similar name with the Ferrari racing team, I think you do get a little bit of confusion, but also extra recognition as well.
Let's say that for certainly we raise curiosity, we raise the attention, and that's the reason why I think it is effective. In a sense, you know, we share the name with Scuderia Ferrari and with Ferrari racing cars, even if, as you said, there is no connection between the two companies. There is a friendship now. There is a great relationship because we both represent two brands which are expression of the excellence of Made in Italy. Mm. But we are separate companies. And the Ferrari car was founded in 1947 by Enzo Ferrari. So their name came from the founder Enzo Ferrari. And as I mentioned, Ferrari Trento was founded actually 45 years before, in 1902, by a man called Giulio Ferrari. So it's just because Ferrari is a pretty common name in Italy, probably you can say Smith in the UK. So it's just the coincidence that the two founders have the same name. And nowadays, anyway, the brand Ferrari is very special and very precious. And we own the brand for wine and food for a certain category. Ferrari cars use the brand for cars and many other product categories. In Italy, funny because in Italy, it is pretty clear because when you say La Ferrari, La is the feminine, everybody can understand that it's the car because the car is female in Italian. While if you say Il Ferrari, is the wine because wine is masculine.
Oh, okay.
So in Italian, if you speak about Il Ferrari, it's the wine. La Ferrari is the car. Internationally, there is some confusion, which, you know, sometimes is also a problem because imagine that nowadays you are also very digital in the world of internet or in the web, for example. If you write Ferrari or even in social media, you will get a lot of beautiful red cars, which we love, which I love, but it's difficult to find our space.
Yeah.
If you write Ferrari Trento, for sure you will get the wine. So sometimes having the same name is also something that creates some issues. But, you know, we love Ferrari cars and we love our name. And we think that on the positive side, as I said, it raised the attention, especially when you also see perhaps a driver, which is a Mercedes driver like Lewis Hamilton or Max Verstappen from Red Bull celebrating with Ferrari. And we were so honored to see that also these drivers now, they really enjoy our wines. And they also posted in their own social media. And so when somebody looks at it and say, oh, wow, why is the Mercedes celebrating with Ferrari? And that's an opportunity for us to tell our story. There was an interesting article on the Financial Times that came out. And the title was, Why There Will Always Be a Ferrari on the Podium of Formula One. So that, I think that was pretty brilliant. And then the article obviously was explaining the history of Ferrari Trento, the history of Ferrari cars, and how this was two separate entities. And I thought it was anyway great for us because it gives us the opportunity to explain our identity, our history. And this has worked very well up until now, as I said. Because anyway, internationally, when we say the name Ferrari, people will anyway think about a car.
Yeah.
So it's going into Formula One for us is a strong opportunity to present ourselves, to promote our brand. We do not want to create confusion because, you know, we would not be able to make great cars and they would not be able to do great wine. So we are two separate companies. We probably share something, which is, as I said, the excellence of Made in Italy. And so as an Italian, obviously, I'm happy to see sometimes a Ferrari driver celebrating with Ferrari. But we are extremely honored to be the toast of Formula One and to see all the top drivers celebrating with Ferrari. This year, obviously, Max Verstappen has been the one who celebrated the most, and he deserved to win the championship. And it's Max has been amazing with us, and he loves our wine, and I'm happy that he enjoys it, celebrating his victories.
Apart from raising brand awareness, and to be fair, in the UK, Ferrari doesn't have massive brand awareness. Certainly, when I told some people I'd interviewed you back in 2019, some of my team were like, oh, great, that's my favourite Italian wine and all this sort of thing. But really, the general public aren't necessarily aware of Ferrari as a wine brand. And you've said that one of the key reasons for the Formula One sponsorship was to raise brand awareness. Were there any other reasons that you decided to go for the sponsorship?
There is also, it's not only the awareness, since, looking at the marketing side, it's not only a question of awareness, it's also the positioning. You know, World of Formula One is about, as I said, about excellence. So the brand positioning for us is perfect, because those who are attending the top hospitality of Formula One are usually high net worth individual. And the Formula One world gives a luxury and high-end positioning, which is also what we are looking for. It's also a place of amazing networking. There are other partners in the world of Formula One with which we have created some synergies. There have been a lot of opportunities to do things together with other brands which are partner of Formula One. There are a lot of activations that we were able to make around the Formula One races. If you think about what we do to promote our wines, for example, last year, personally, I used the Grand Prix as an opportunity to go in these export markets. And during the week before the race, we were normally visiting different cities and doing events, you know, that were looking for the race, but that involved all our customer and all our partners into this event. I did it in Japan, where I've been for 1 week, in Tokyo, Osaka, Kobe, Kyoto, before going to Suzuka at the race. And we have done some events that were, you know, in advance before the Grand Prix. We have done it in London. We have done it in the United States. So it is certainly, we have built our international sales and marketing initiatives around the calendar of Formula One. So for us, it worked very well. At the heart of what we make is winemaking. So it's, first of all, we need to make amazing wines, but then presenting it in the appropriate way around the world makes a huge difference, because we want to raise the prestige and awareness of the Ferrari Trento worldwide. And this is working very well with Formula One.
So there's obviously some benefits to you, but are there responsibilities that Formula One have put on top of you as a sponsor?
It is a responsibility, because we feel part of the experience, the hospitality experience. The guests of a Formula One Grand Prix are very demanding. The food experience is coordinated by an international company called Do & Co, which is extremely good in a task which is logistically very complex, because creating a luxury hospitality for thousands of people in many places around the world that have to be built for a weekend, and then, you know, the week after, probably you are in another country, it's an incredibly intense and difficult logistic task. They do it in a very good way, and they also serve great food. We work closely with them because to make sure that the food and wine experience is at the best level, and so that's a responsibility also, because at the beginning, obviously, also Formula One, before choosing us as partners and as official toast of Formula One, but the Formula One itself was tested Ferrari to understand if that was in line with the standard of what they were expecting, and it worked very well. And that's the reason why, since all the customer and all the guests of Formula One were so happy, they decided to prolong the contract from 3 to 5 years. Because initially we signed for 3 years, and then together we realized that it would have been appropriate to go up to 5 years. It also, for us, it's also a way, you know, every year we get better and better in coordinating with Formula One and making sure that we can take most advantage of our partnership, and that we can also add value to them. We have done also many things. You know, there is also, for example, a charity component, which I'm very keen about. In every race, one of the podium bottles, so there are, you know, three bottles are opened on the podium, four because one is for the team. And then there is another bottle which is kept, and it's signed by all the drivers. And this bottle is then auctioned for charity in F1 Authentics, which is a website that auctions normally some memorabilia and some special item linked to Formula One. So this bottle were signed and auctioned, and we succeeded in raising money last year, first for a foundation, the Michael Schumacher Foundation, and then during the Ukraine crisis, since the Ukraine crisis started, we decided to, together with Formula One, to give all the money that were raised through this auction to the Red Cross in Ukraine. So it is also a charity component. We have done a lot of initiative around this Formula One partnership. And I think, you know, more and more will come in the next years.
The wine that's used in the Formula One, the bottle itself is a different bottle to maybe your normal Ferrari wine. It's got some, it mentions Formula One on the bottle, etc. as well. Is it a different wine to your normal Ferrari Trento, or is it just a different label for it?
The wine that is used is our flagship wine. It's a Blanc de Blanc Trento DOC. It is our Ferrari Trento DOC, and we don't want to do something different. We have different kind of Ferraris, but for example, you can also buy a Jeroboam, which is the Ferrari F1 Podium Jeroboam, which is the exact replica of what is used on the podium. But in general, what we serve on the podium is a Trento DOC Blanc de Blanc made only with Chardonnay grapes. Chardonnay is typically our style, because since the very beginning, Giulio Ferrari has used only Chardonnay in his sparkling wines. Giulio Ferrari has been the one who brought Chardonnay in Italy. So if you read the book of Italian Enology, Giulio Ferrari is recognized also because he has been the one who brought from France a Chardonnay in Italy, and he spread Chardonnay. He was also a viticulturist. On top of being a winemaker, he was a viticulturist, and he was selling also vine shoots of Chardonnay around Italy. So Chardonnay is at the heart of our tradition. The bottle used on the podium is a Jeroboam, as I said. The Jeroboam is a 3-liter bottle.
Yep.
As you mentioned, the label is quite unique, because we put the Ferrari brand, the number 1, 2, or 3 on the three drivers. But for example, we sell on the market also a replica of the F1 Podium Jeroboam, which has been very, very successful in many countries. In general, we serve our Ferrari Maximum Blanc de Blanc in all the hospitality. Again, it's a Trento DOC, so it's a bottled fermented sparkling wine made with Chardonnay grapes cultivated on the mountains of Trentino.
Is it the same blend, though, for your normal? It's exactly the same wine as your top end.
In the Jeroboam, we use also in the Jeroboam that we sell in the market, we put vintage and normally a longer aging, also because in the large format, wine age very well and normally needs a little bit more time for aging. It is a cuvée which is pretty similar to what we call the Ferrari Perlet. On the 0.75 bottle that we use, we serve on the in the hospitality, the cuvée is the cuvée of our Maximum Blanc de Blanc or our Ferrari Brut, which is a non-vintage. The Ferrari Brut makes 24 months of aging on the lees. The Ferrari Maximum Blanc de Blanc makes more than 36 months of aging on the lees. So by the way, this gives me also an opportunity to say something about our wines, which, as I said before, are Trento DOC. The denomination is Trento DOC. So we are not a Prosecco, for example, because sometimes I know also in the UK, sometimes Prosecco is used as a general term for all Italian sparkling. The reality is that Prosecco is a category, is a denomination of sparkling. I mean, you are a professional and very expert in wine, but Prosecco and Prosecco Superiore, especially. We also produce Prosecco Superiore in Veneto with the brand called Bisol, but that's a different wine. Trento DOC is made with grapes cultivated on the slope of the mountains in Trentino. We are in the northeast of Italy, in the middle of the Alps. And the term mountain is very important, because the style of our wine comes from the terroir, and we are a mountain terroir. So all our vineyards are on the slope of the mountains, where during the day, The vineyards are kissed by the sun, so we are in a Mediterranean climate, and this helps the aromatic maturation of our Chardonnay. But during the night, the cold air comes down from the top of the mountain. So there is a strong shift in temperature between day and night, which enables our grape to maintain a well-balanced acidity, but at the same time to achieve aromatic maturation. And this is the key for a fine, elegant, long-aging sparkling wine. So the freshness of our, the crispy flavor of our Ferrari Trento DOC comes from the acidity of this mountain Chardonnay. On the other side, we have a bright fruit because the grapes take advantage of this beautiful sun that allow them to mature appropriately. But we are proud to say that we are a mountain sparkling wine, as all the Trento DOC.
You mentioned Trento DOC, and that is a Trento DOC is an appellation, if you like, or is it a DOC?
It's a DOC.
Yeah. Now, a lot of DOCs have marketing boards associated with them, you know, wines of Bordeaux or wines of Alsace or whatever. How does your Formula One marketing fit in with the broader Trento DOC marketing position? Because it seems like you guys are off doing your own thing rather than necessarily supporting all producers in the Trento DOC area.
I think this is not against the Trento DOC. It wants to be in synergy with Trento DOC. Before, I said many times that we like to call ourselves Ferrari Trento. And during my call, I spoke about Trento DOC and our mountains. So I think every time we describe and we promote Ferrari, we are proud to promote also our territory. On one side, we have our own initiative as Ferrari being the official toast of Formula One. On the other side, we are absolutely part of the team of Trento DOC. We are the biggest producer, but we are proud to be also a locomotive of the Trento DOC. There is an institute called Istituto Trento DOC. I'm part of the board. In a sense, we are also proud to say that when Giulio Ferrari founded Ferrari Trento, not only started our winery, but it started something that became a denomination made of 63, I think it's now 63 brands. So over 60 brands, 60 winery now produce Trento DOC. And this is something that started from really the dream of Giulio Ferrari. And we are absolutely happy to be part of the Trento DOC appellation. We think that we share the same territory, the same style. We feel actually the responsibility to be also the leader at the same time of Trento DOC. And our partnership with Formula One has been very well accepted by all the producers in Trentino because they also see that this is giving a great visibility to our brand, but at the same time, a great visibility to all Italian sparkling wines and to Trento DOC in particular. So I don't think it's against. It is perceived as something that long-term will be helpful for the denomination itself.
Okay, and the last question I've got for you, Matteo, is the name Trento DOC. It's a pain in the neck because is it Trento DOC DOC? But it's not. It's Trento DOC is the name. So it's Trento DOC DOC, if you like, isn't it?
It's a good joke. I agree with you. It's can create this problem. In a sense, it came up. I was not the one who created the name. So, being good or bad, it's not my fault or my merit. To be honest, nowadays I'm actually used to it. So I quite like it. The fact that Trento DOC altogether, it's because when it was created, it was because we wanted to state clearly that it was a wine inside of the brand, and we wanted to find a name that was not the same of the city, just to distinguish clearly the identity of the sparkling wine. But in a sense, you know, it's the good thing is that at least you remember it because even if it can look odd, Trento DOC DOC, but it's not Trento DOC DOC. It's Trento DOC, nothing else, or Trento DOC. Yeah. But the brand is Trento DOC.
Yeah, that's right. Because Trento DOC isn't an actual DOC in its own right, is it? It's more of a group of traders.
The DOC is Trento. So it's Trento DOC. The denomination is called Trento. But the way we call our product is Trento Doc with a common brand that is where the letters are all together. So T-R-E-N-T-O-D-O-C all together.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's fine. I was doing a load of level four, WSC level four flashcards. The lady I was working with creating the cards, we pulled our hair out for about 2 days, just swapping emails back and forth, trying to make sure we understood exactly the correct terminology. But it's good to get it from the horse's mouth, so to speak, as well. So thanks very much.
So I hope it was clear. But, you know, Trento Doc, and it is, as I said, the mountain sparkling wine. It is this is what makes us unique. As Ferrari, we produce over 2/3 of the overall production of Trento Doc is made by our winery. But mm-hmm. as I said, now there are also some of the big cooperatives in Trentino that creates Trento Doc, and some small great producers. So, and all together we are a good team that want to promote the excellence of our wines. And Trento Doc is growing very well in Italy and worldwide. And I think certainly we have been also part of this success, and there is going to be space for all of us.
Yeah. What about that big competitor down the road from you guys, Franciacorta? Because they make similar styles of wine. They're traditional method as well, and they are got a good reputation as well. They're growing.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends in Franciacorta. I think Franciacorta, in a sense, is also our ally in promoting high-end Italian sparkling. Because when would they present themselves worldwide, they present themselves as an excellent sparkling wine. It's a different terroir, as I said. We are in the mountains. They are in a little bit, different
area. By a
lake,
yeah.
By the lakes. It's at lower altitude. It's a warmer climate, which gives them a little bit of a different style. But again, there are some great producers in Franciacorta, and I consider them friends and colleagues in promoting the high-end Italian sparkling. What we should do better in the world together is explain the diversity of Italian sparkling wine. And in the future, I think that the challenge will be to make sure that all wine lovers in the world understand that what Trento Doc is, what Franciacorta, what Prosecco Superiore or Prosecco, what
Moscato d'Asti.
Moscato d'Asti is. And the first time that I went to the United States to promote my wines, I realized that in a sense, spumante was a very confusing word because most of the customer would expect a sweet Italian sparkling. So spumante would be in Italian the general terms, but it recalls a sweet sparkling to most of the customer. Then for a certain period, every Italian sparkling was considered to be Prosecco, as I mentioned before, by the general public. And that's, again, a confusion because Prosecco is a Méthode Charmat. It's not Metodo Classico, so it's not bottle fermented. It's a different wine. It is an expression of the hills of Valdobbiadene. It's a great wine, but very different from Trento Doc. So we need to be better in explaining the diversity of Italian sparkling. And I think the diversity is one of the best characteristics of Italian wine in general. Also, and in the still wines, there are hundreds of denominations in Italy. Each one of them has its own characteristics and its own identity. In the sparkling wine world, we are much less. But we need to make sure that more and more in the future, wine lovers will understand the personality and identity of each of these wines. And we are keen to promote our identity of being a mountain sparkling wine, which is only bottle fermented. So in Trento Doc, and Ferrari, since the very beginning, is only bottle-fermented sparkling wine. So the second fermentation happens in the bottle. It aged on the lees for a long time in the darkness and silence of our cellars. And the longevity of our wines comes from the mountains of Trentino, from the style of our mountain viticulture.
Do you think Italy, in particular, probably has the biggest range of diverse styles of sparkling wines for any particular country?
Yeah.
You know, you think about it, you've got, as you say, Franciacorta, Trento Doc, Prosecco, Lambrusco, Moscato d'Asti, and there's quite a range of styles of wines there, which are quite good fun to explore. Whereas if you go to some countries, they just make traditional method sparkling wines.
There is also Oltrepò Pavese, historically, where some Pinot Noir sparkling was made. There is Altalanga. These are the main, but the main ones that you mentioned are certainly the main region: Prosecco, Franciacorta, Trento DOC, and Moscato.
Excellent. All right, Matteo, I think we'll wrap it up there. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks to you for the interview. It was a great pleasure. And if those who are listening are coming to Italy, I hope you can come and visit us. We spoke about Trentino, which is a beautiful land. If you come to visit us, we have you can visit our winery. We have a restaurant with one Michelin star. We have a villa of the 16th century. And so you can come and experience what we call a tour between beauty and taste.
Cheers very much.